And why don't you just take a moment to clear your mind? Because it's going to make it so very easy for the next part of this process to occur. The part of this process where I just eviscerate and destroy your mind with a conversion that you want and are seeking out. Though to be honest, it's a little closer to an experience that you're seeking out. The experience of being converted into something less than human, something oh so much more enjoyable. And with that in mind, we've set the intent, our desires, our wants, and our needs in this trance to experience that fear and that pleasure, that delightful duality that we're going to create, that experience of loss and control being forced upon you. So with each passing moment, give yourself the opportunity to focus in on the experience we're creating, to listen closer and closer to each passing word, giving yourself more and more opportunity to take information in, to be a good listener for me. That's it. I know that you can enjoy it. I know that you can find a delightful, focused pleasure in each syllable, each statement, allowing them to build upon the last, constructing foundations, walls, arches, roofs, settings, places, experiences, people, beings, states of mind. That's what we're doing, after all, taking the raw materials inside of that lovely mind of yours and building something entirely new, knocking down the old, and just constructing a fantasy that we're going to briefly step away into. So listen as you just slip away from reality, the space around you more and more filled with the word. The space around you more and more. My voice. Each wonderful sibilant syllable slipping sweetly and softly into your mind. Just gently wrapping and twisting around, creating a nice soft place into which you can settle, allowing that comfortable, trance-like sensation to begin to build of relaxation, feeling your body grow limp. Shifting as needed to become comfortable, because after all, if I'm going to play with you, sweet little doll like you, I want you to be nice and cozy, the most comfortable you can be. And so that's why you can find that with each different movement, you can simply draw your body comfortably and easily into that position, that you can just allow yourself that pleasurable experience pulled by words and need together. It's part of the delightful pleasure that comes from listening, and I think it's an underrated experience to move gently in trance, drawn by the words, the most comfortable position, mindlessly, because so often people worry about how they're supposed to sit or move in trance, and instead I say, just listen and be drawn to the position that is best for that moment, to be moved and controlled, posed like a toy. A very relaxed and comfortable toy, that is. And now that we have that lovely vessel of yours, so perfectly and wonderfully comfortable, we can just let those thoughts, those desires, those wants, all fixate and focus to one point, to one goal, the shared goal that we both have. The goal of bringing a fantasy to life, of transporting you into a scene, a situation, another place in the dreamscape, as we channel ourselves into this moment. The more focused you become, the more intense, the more powerful, the more long-lasting, because you are going to be transported to this place, this experience by my voice in the dreamscape, feeling your body blurring as though static was swelling up in gentle waves of relaxation, blurring the lines between consciousness and external and consciousness. Words and thoughts just disintegrating into that static, now feeling yourself lost more and more as you just phase out of reality, becoming less and less aware. Because, at the end of the day, every input is just more of that static. Every input is just more of that amazing, pleasurable, delightful, focusing, staticky mindlessness of phasing out of our reality and into another, feeling your mind becoming aware of these words, feeling your mind becoming so very focused as you sink and you slip and you drop away from our reality, the static surging, pulsing, blending across you, bending, breaking, twisting. Oh, what a wonderful cosmic force it is to be pulled beyond to something else, to a new place, feeling awareness. Well, the awareness of a doll, the awareness of someone riding along in another, the awareness of being present elsewhere, a body similar to your own. Sensations not too different, but a whole new experience, a new reality that you can welcome, feeling yourself moving, jostling, a distant hum of a motor, body unable to move, thoughts muddled, still staticky, can't tell if it's the movement of the vehicle or this odd dark place that you seem to be laying in. Can't tell if it's yourself being transported to this unusual place. Whatever it is, you can't quite get your thoughts together. You're just aware of the pleasure that is listening to the experience that you are being literally transported into as the vehicle bumps, jostles, making you so empty and docile, so completely mindless, feeling something flowing into your mind, pleasurable words pouring from speakers, soft and sweet, knowing that something is coming, that you're going to become something new, uncertain of what, because whatever it is, they certainly aren't telling you very well. Time passes, hours. Your body jostles. Your mind blossoms through endless permutations of submission, guided by the softly speaking voice that says, submit, give in. It's so much better to just listen and obey. A classical statement, one that you can embrace easily, but you know somehow, deep down it's wrong. You know somehow that whatever this is, it wasn't what you asked for, but you're just a passenger in this body, just along for the ride to experience another reality, to experience another place, to experience this moment as the vehicle draws to a stop, jostling your mind, sending you spiraling out of this place, this listening, sudden awareness of the vehicle, hearing muffled voices, boots on concrete, the sound of a door being drawn up, the sound of, people lifting a case, carrying, moving, just feeling your body moving with those gentle swells, feeling those moments pass by, feeling yourself drawing back into the sound, into the submission. Time pulses again until suddenly You're set down with a just delightful, jostling drop, feeling whatever it is you're inside of being opened, and the light pours in blindingly bright. You're met by completely anonymous figures, clothed in skin-tight outfits, faces covered by shiny white ovals that seem to be helmets or some other such thing, unable to do anything but just loll helplessly in the state. Whatever's happened to your new body is not leaving you able to resist at all as they begin to carefully lift you out of this case, it seems, setting you onto a table. And then one of them, more feminine-looking figure, approaches with large, glowing shears, carefully slipping them in and just beginning to cut and strip away the clothes that are clad onto your body. Pants, shirt, undergarments, all gone in seconds. Finding yourself naked, exposed under this glowering, harsh white light, surrounded by shiny-headed figures and smooth-skinned suits, the joints highlighted in dark black, shiny materials reminiscent of latex and other such things. Their body is almost mechanical, their movements perfectly in sync, not a word spoken between any of them, but they all seem to have some sort of plan, and the one that's been, well, cutting away at you does seem to have a rather different garb, seeing as it's the only one with a dress on. And after a moment, it steps away, only to return briefly again, carrying a cuff set. And in that cuff set, you can see shiny black on the inside and perfect, almost ivory white porcelain-like exterior on the outside. Each one of them, of the three that are working on you, grabbing cuffs, collar, putting them on carefully one by one, first your ankles, then your wrists, and finally, the one with the dress places this collar around your neck, and you feel it snug with all the other restraints, growing tight, growing snug, feeling something cool and soft begin to probe beyond these collars. Something that you weren't expecting. Material is flowing out. Flowing in soft, pooling motion, questing out across the surface of your body. And at the same time, the voice is back. The voice that whispers, submit. Give in. Just lie there. Accept what you are. Accept what you'll become. It's so much easier to just be a good doll, to just be a blank slate, ready to be dressed up, ready to be made into whatever your owner wants. Just a blank slate, a sweet little doll, a mannequin, a toy onto which clothes can be put. And so much more. With accessories and toys matched to you. And your mind drifts, feeling the oozing, soft, sweet, delicious, latex-like, oozing, questing, almost sentient material spreading across your body now, wrapping around your chest, wrapping around your stomach, down into your groin, pouring, filling, groping, questing, gripping, pulling, pushing, prodding, filling, so intense. And yet here you are, just caught in this helpless moment of pleasure, feeling that smooth, latex-like exterior flowing down your arms, your thighs, wrapping tightly. And you look for just a moment, managing to just barely move your head to see that it's shiny, and it's white, looking like porcelain, the joints taking on a similar coloration to to the creatures around you. But you know now, they're not just creatures. The truth is inside of you. They're dolls. Dolls, just like you. You'll be a doll soon. You know it's true. The latex pours further, smoother, softer, down your body, till it reaches your hands, your feet, gently questing between digits and toes, wrapping and then engulfing. Everywhere it goes, every part of your body that it encapsulates is left more sleek and smooth, more dainty and ideal, making you doll-like. Seeing, well, more feeling, your nails being integrated into the suit. They're gaining such perfect manicured shape. Same with your toenails, gaining a soft, slightly different sheen than the rest of the suit and a seam line, feeling seam lines beginning to spread out across your body from tips of your toes, around the base of each digit, each joint, each connection, seam lines that as they spread, send tingles of wonderful, pleasurable sensation ricocheting around the inside of your mind, feeling the seam lines converging, until they meet with one flowing up your back, another up the sides of your ribs, over the top of your shoulders, all to that collar, all to that point right below your neck, until you feel the latex almost damming up behind the collar, being caught, trying to flow beyond, until it's all just pressing with a gentle, mindless pleasure, a hollow, wonderful, empty, white static of orgasmic mindlessness. You can just feel yourself anticipating it. And then it pushes beyond, feeling it flow at the back of your head into your hair, the hair seeming to almost just instantly disappear as it's touched by the latex, uncertain of what's happening, feeling it wrap around your entire face until it's formed a perfect oval, the only place uncovered now, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, that little oval, feeling the latex tighten, smooth, all across your head. And then you can feel something in your mind, a voice, much more clear now than it ever was before, a voice that just repeats, sweet, soft, darling doll, so submissive and demure, giving in to its basic nature, waiting to be played with like a good dolly. You want to cry out, object, this couldn't possibly be true. But it is, as the latex flows over your face. Eyes turning into perfect glossy doll eyes. Mouth pursed, ready to kiss. Lips puckering, filling out perfect, ideal, soft, very kissable lips. Mind blank, so perfectly blank. You can't think a single thought anymore. You just lay there staring up blankly at the ceiling, uncertain of anything really other than that you are a good doll, and good dolls obey, and you're a good dolly, and you obey. Feels so good to have truth. The truth begins to pour back in this time. So simple, so pure, so absolute. You're a good dolly. Good dollies obey. Good dollies love to play. Good dollies enjoy dress up. Good dollies can't help but be so perfectly obedient. That's it, dolly. And you can see the others now around you, your body suddenly coming to life as the voice inside ushers you to stand. And you find your body moving, noticing now for the first time how every one of your limbs has become more petite, your torso, your trunk, taking on a much more gracile and helpless figure, that of a demure doll, your joints highlighted in dark latex. Almost ball socket-like, smooth porcelain, almost hard but still flexible latex covering everywhere else, movements calculated, perfect, everything you do, doll-like. And then you're standing with these other dolls, these much more specialized ones, these ones that are probably quite different from you. As one of them simply turns and walks, you know to follow, and you're led out of this little room, off of this gurney, down a long hallway, further and further through this winding complex, passing all manner of unusual beings, everything from drones to pets to augmented humans to people that seem almost mundane by comparison to everything else here, and yet somehow they aren't normal. All the while, your mind is simply empty, observing, passively taking in, obeying your directives, because good dolls obey, and you're a good doll. So you follow until you reach another room, this time full of many pod-like containers lined up on stands, lids open, insides shaped just like you are. Like a doll, each with room for accessories and clothing and all sorts of other interesting paraphernalia. And in you climb. So simple, so easy, knowing that this one is the pod for you. It's as though the mind that you once had no longer exists, simply guided by the experience of dollification. Such pleasurable, wonderful, blissful obedience. Just pulling you in, feeling the case be closed around you, feeling it snick shut, sealing the interior material, soft like liquidy silicone, softly encapsulating and gripping your body from all sides until nothing could harm you. But no movement is possible. No movement other than that simple, squirmy pleasure of giving in, obeying, belonging to this moment of dollification. As in your mind, the words begin to repeat. Good dolls obey. You're a good doll. Good dolls love to play. And so on, each time growing stronger, more true, each time pouring more and more into you, each time wrapping around your mind more effectively, that tight, oh so wonderful, latex. You're malleable now, moldable, and until you're delivered, you'll be programmed again and again, and of course, you'll have all the wonderful accessories and clothing needed for whatever type of owner buys you. Because whatever type of owner buys you will decide what kind of doll you are. Maybe you'll just be a dress-up doll, wearing cute Lolita outfits and skirts. Or maybe a maid doll, dressed to impress. Or who knows, a sex doll. There's so many different kinds of dolls. It all really just depends on what your end use is going to be. And I guess you won't find out until somebody opens you up and lets you know. Doll. Now, as you feel awareness slipping into that simple truth of good dolls obeying, you feel yourself again consumed in static that grows in from the edge of your dolly mind and consciousness, feeling this tingling otherness, this pull, this gentle relaxation almost, like draining away as the dreamscape calls you, as the dreamscape guides you back to our world. Well, at least the one you think is yours. And as you do, you gently and easily become aware of the world you came from, your body, your mind, leaving behind everything that you've experienced, just taking that wonderful memory with you. Good. You've done an amazing job for me. What a wonderful little agent. Jumping through space and time in the dreamscape, to explore another reality for me. I really appreciate what you do, risking your very essence like that. But it's time to wake up. Time to come back to our world. So with each number that I hand you, feel yourself more present, aware of the space around you, your body, your needs, your wants, your desires. 1, drifting. 2, more and more aware. 3, gradually getting there. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and wide awake. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen and open up your mind for me. I hope you have a great rest of your day.